going to preach tonight for us. And let us pray for him that God will use him, amen, in the ministry, and that God will bless him in a mighty way. Amen. God bless you, brother. Come in.
Amen, amen. God is good, amen. All the time, amen. Thank God. We got Del Toro, and I got a good friend, Del Rio. I want to make everybody, my good friend, Francisco Del Rio, give him a round of applause. Amen, amen. Praise God. First time here, amen. All right, so I'm going to read through 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 6 and 7. Amen. So here's a story about Jonathan and his armor bearer. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come, and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." And his armor bearer said unto him, "Do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart." And if I would title it, I would be "One Day and Then Let's Go." One day, let's go. Amen. Amen. Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, for this day you've given us, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, to encourage somebody, Lord God. Help me. I just want to be the willing vessel, God, that you just use to help people in this life, God. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I'm just a little nervous, but I'm going to read the story of it. You may be seated. Go ahead and sit down. I'm just going to read the story. It's chapter 14. I'm going to go all the way down to 20. That's a lot of reading, but I'm going to try to go as fast as I can. I feel like this is a good message. It's encouraging. So verse 14, it says, "Now it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said to the young man that bare his armor, 'Come, let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side.' But he told not his father Saul. And Saul tarried in the utmost parts of Gibea under a pomegranate tree, which is in Migron. And the people that were with him were about 600 men. And Ahan and the son of Ahitub," I'm not too good with the names. "Ichabod's brother and the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's priest in Shalom, were the ephod, and the people knew not that Jonathan was gone. And between the passage by which Jonathan sought to go over into the Philistine garrison, there was two sharp rocks on one side." So he was like in a cliff. There's two cliffs on one side, a cliff on the other side, and it was just a rocky area. And one side and the sharp rock was and the name of one side was Bozez, and the name of the other, Senah. The forefront, in front on the north end was northward was Michmash, and the other southward against Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come, and let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint the Lord to save by many or by few." And his armor bearer said unto him, "Do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart." And I'm going to keep on reading, but I just want to stop right there, because this day, they just decided to go sometime, to do something in their life. Just like us, one day we got to decide what we got to do in life. What do we do? What do we want in life? Do we want to just go day to day, living our lives, just going with the waves and of life? There's times that we just need to We need something different in our lives. We need something more in our lives. We can just go on just doing what we want to do, but you're going to be in a rut. Why not come to the house of God? Why not try and do something different? Why not build yourself up in the Lord? That's why I believe church right now, it's a necessity right now, because so many people are lost. So many people are hurt right now. If we would just come together as like Jonathan and his armor bearer, just go invite people. Go invite people to come to the house of God. That way they can see the glory of God. And we can have revival in this city, revival in Tulare, revival in Visalia. We can pack out this building if we just believe in each other. If we just link up with somebody and be like, you know what, let's go to the other side. Let's go and conquer the city. The city is ours. God is with us. But the only thing that's stopping us is fear. Fear is stopping us from getting what we want in life. We got to believe in God that we are more, we got something inside of us that's way more than what we have. But we are letting something fear what other people think, what other people are doing in life, what we want to do. You got something in yourself that's more than anybody else. We can't be looking towards other people. Other people are only going to bring you down. Amen? So that's what Jonathan and his armor bearer did. One day they just decided to do something other than just going to day-to-day life. You know, they decided to do something other than the same rituals, the same things as other, like, that people do. Amen? Amen. So then Jonathan, then his armor bearer was with him. His armor bearer, like, hey, whatever you want to do, let's go. Let's go do this. Let's take this city. Let's take Tulare. Amen? We have that ability. We have that power with Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Then said Jonathan, behold, we have passed over unto these men, and we discovered ourselves unto them. And if they say unto us, tarry till we come to you, then we will stand still at our place, and we will not go up to them. But if they say to us, come unto us, then we will go up, and the Lord had delivered them into our hands, and this shall be a sign to us. So him and his armor bearer, they were out there. They made themselves known to these Philistines. They said, and so Jonathan was like, if they say, hold up, you know, we'll go to you guys, then we'll back up. Because I'm thinking they're gonna call, like, you know, more people. They're gonna call more people. So he's just gonna way back. But if they say come to us, that's the sign that God's got it all under control. God's with us. Amen. 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 And both of them discovered themselves and be assigned to. And both of the men discovered themselves unto the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they had hid themselves. And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and to his armor bearer and said, come up to us, and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said unto the armor bearer, come up after me, for the Lord hath delivered them unto the hands of Israel. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hand and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him. And they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within as it were an half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. And there was a trembling in the host in the field, and among all the people, the garrison, and the spoils, they had trembled, and the earth quaked, so that it was a very great trembling. And the watchmen of Saul in Gibeah and of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away. And they went on beating down one another. Then Saul said unto the people that were with him, number now, and see who is gone from us. And when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor bearer were not there. And Saul said unto Ahiah, bring hither the ark of God, for the ark of God was in the time of the children of Israel. And it came to pass while Saul talked unto the priests that the noise that was in the host of the Philistine went on and increased. And Saul said unto the priests, withdraw thy hand. And Saul said, and Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle. And behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great discomfort. God was somehow, some way. So it was only two guys, Saul and his armor bearer. That's all we needed. We just need somebody to believe with us. We need somebody to link up with in here. It's better to link up with somebody here at the church than somebody at the world, because the advice they're gonna give you is not, hey, let's go to the house of God, let's go pray. The advice is not going to be that. The advice they're going to give you is, let's go do this, something else. Let's go to the bar. Let's go hang out. Let's go do something else other than the house of God. So be careful who you hang around with. Be careful who you associate with. Be careful what kind of people you're around, because what they say is true. Walk like a duck. Walk like a duck. Talk like a duck, and you're a duck. So it's important for us to be in the house of God with each other, amen? And what more, and the better it is to link up with someone that has a passion for God. I don't deserve what I deserve now, but I want people to come into the house of God and feel the love of God, and I want to feel the power of God when I come. I'm trying. I'm not perfect. I'm going to fail. But I need somebody to help me out whenever I'm failing. I need somebody that's going to pick me up from the ground when I'm failing. I need somebody to pick me up when I'm going through a tough time. Amen? Amen. So Jonathan and his armor bearer, I believe, I want to be God's armor bearer. Amen? God, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do. Wherever you want me to go, I want to go. One day, but it's got to be one day where you got to decide to be like, let's go. Let's go take this land. Let's go take Tulare. Let's go take Tulare County. Amen? The power is within you. We got all power. For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, power, and of a sound mind. You got power from on high. It's your choice to tap into yourself, and you got to decide that one day, let's go. I'm going to serve you, God, whatever it takes, whatever. I don't know what I'm here for. I just want to serve you. You got it within you to do whatever you want. You got it within you to do whatever you want. Whatever the desires of your heart is, all you got to do is ask the Father, and the battle's already won. The battle's already yours. Amen. I'm here to encourage somebody. I want to encourage. I want to encourage and help you help somebody. Hey, I'm with you. Whatever you're going through something, I want to be there with you. I want to help you. Just ask me. Amen. I'm kind of like, I told my wife that I'm kind of like an egg. You got to crack the shell. Amen. Or no, not an egg, an onion. You got to just peel the layers. Amen. And then once you peel the layers, then I'm able to show myself to you. But I guess it's from a lifestyle that I've lived that I kind of always felt like I can't trust somebody. Because I've lived that lifestyle where I've built up a wall. I believe I built up a wall, but slowly but surely, but God's tearing it down, you know, little by little. The more you come, the more you start listening to the Word of God, the more you surround yourself with good people, the more your walls are going to come down, and the more your spirit, the person within you is going to come out. Amen? That person is what we need to come out. The inward spirit is what's going to shine out the most. But the problem is that we're worried about what people think. We're worried about what what's in style. I want them to see me in the Gucci like Tristan. Amen. I got that Gucci belt, you know what I mean? But all that is material. I'm not picking on Tristan, but you know, all it is material things. But one day you got to decide to let's go. Let's go. You got to encourage yourself, because there's a lot of people that are going to tell you you're not worth it. There's a lot of people that are going to say that you're not going to amount to what you want in life. But and that's those are shadows. Those are those words. What people. The people closest to you can tend to tear you down the most. And they hurt you the most. But you got to get tough with it, because no matter what, it's going to happen later on in life. You're always going to go through something. But you got the ability. One day you got to say, let's go. And I always tell myself, God, help me. And you got to bring it out yourself. No one's going to bring it out yourself. The only person that's going to bring it out is you. You got it within you to bring yourself out. But Jonathan and his armor bearer, I just want to encourage the church to let's go. Amen. We got to let go. Sometimes we just got to let go and let God. Let God do everything, because we're going to make it all wrong. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying. Amen. I want to be a willing vessel. Amen. Did I read it all? I read it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, go ahead. Help me out, Alex. Help me out, Alex. There you go. But amen. One day, let's go, church. I wanted to be short. I'm kind of short, simple, and to the point. But one day, let's go. Amen. If we could all just unite as a church and unite as a body to be one day, let's go take this land that God has given to us already. Hallelujah. I want to be built in God. Amen. I want to strive for better in myself. I want to give more than I receive. Amen. If we could all just stand. I'm done. I'm finished. But one day, let's go. One day, you got to decide what you want in life. Do you want the things of God and watch Him mold you and make you to what you need to be? Life is hard. Life is gonna beat you up more than anybody in this world, because it could take your life. Amen. But you have the ability. One day, let's go. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The altars are open. Come pray. But you got it within you. Let's serve God with all our hearts, all our mind, and all our soul.
Can we all step out from where we're at? Can we come to this altar tonight? This is the day that the Lord has made. Can you link up with somebody tonight and say, you know what? Today's the day. Let's go. I unite with you in prayer tonight. Si podemos venir al altar y nomás levantar nuestras manos y decir, Señor, aquí estoy. Haz de mí lo que tú quieras, Señor. As we come together as a church, as families, as we unite in prayer, lift our voices unto God. Here I am, Lord. Equip us, God. Send us, Jesus. Lord, help us. We unite together tonight, God. whatever comes our way, Lord. For we know that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Help us, Lord, to put our trust in you, God. There's nobody like you, Jesus. Ponemos nuestra confianza en Dios. No hay nadie como Él. Lord, we give you thanks, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. Lord, we lift our voices in one accord unto you, God. Strengthen us, Lord. Guide us, Lord. Every single day. Guide our paths, Lord. Our steps, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here I am, Lord. Use me, God. Use me, Lord. Lord, we give you thanks, God, for the word that was spoken tonight, Jesus. Lord, we give you thanks, God, for speaking to our hearts, Lord. God Almighty, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.